Well, we had some insurance stuff we need to take care of, so she went down to the fitness center. And
oh, she didn't. Yeah, I haven't been down there yet. Oh, I'm moving the table.
Call us back to order. What's your problem, Carol?
Wow.
Now be nice. This is the forgotten office, don't forget.
Oh, yeah.
I forgot.
Yeah, I know. No. Well, I am having a copier problem, as you probably don't know or don't remember or don't, whatever. We've never purchased a copy machine in the public administrator's office since I've been there. And one was donated to us several years ago, maybe in 05, after I took office. From the circuit clerk's office, which has done good, but they had worn it out, and then they gave it to us, and it's done okay. But we've had a repairman come and look at it several times. He's helped us some, but the last time he has told us that it is dead and it can't be fixed anymore. So Linda graciously has went out and got three bids for us, and I believe they're wonderful bids, and so we just want to present to you probably the lowest bid is with corporate. Are you ready?
Well, we had some questions first.
Okay, before I give you the amount.
Well, no. Yeah, just a few questions I had, which
okay.
was budget wise. I was going to pull a budget up. Do you have equipment in your line item?
No, I did not put equipment in my line item.
I think we took it out of everybody's.
This was a surprise, I guess. I thought that we could still bumble through with this machine for another year or whatever, but it just didn't work out that way.
Linda, did you have time? I know you've been working hard on this other project. Did you have time to check and see if there was any other machines that were in the proximity or any other machines that could be transferred?
There are really no other machines in the proximity. The closest to her is the prosecuting attorney, and it's very hard to get in there. Yeah, really, really tough.
What about down here at 911?
I checked into planning and zoning and sewer. They do each have their own copier.
Sewer and planning and zoning do?
That's correct. Mm-hmm. That's the only information. I thought I would just share that with you all.
But one may be district, one may be the sewer district, or one may be
planning
GCR.
And yeah.
Okay. So, what about yours?
We need to check on that, though, Jim, because those little things like that are things that sometimes slip by and we get paid, we pay for them out of GCR.
Right.
One other thing as far as budget-wise, my budget from last year to this year was the amount lowered was $5,973 at 86 cents, which is a lot more than what we're asking to purchase this machine, which would last the public administrator's office for a long time.
One other thing I'd like to add, when Carol came to me about the copier, her copier is dead. They do say it is not repairable. But she is also having trouble with her fax machine dying as well. So the prices that I looked at, I incorporated that.
What is it? Is it a desktop or a freestanding? Is it like Helen Suttee's?
No, it's a freestanding. It's just a regular copier, like mine or like the one you have upstairs. Is that what you're talking about, the fax or the copier?
Go ahead. I guess give me your present your stuff.
Okay. The lowest out of the three quotes that I got was Corporate Business Systems. They came in at $3,131.31, which would include that fax option on there as well.
3131.31.
Okay. Kind of ironic, huh?
Yeah.
A lot of 3-1s.
There's, and I don't know, copiers, so. There's huge differences, needless to say, because we bought.
Yeah, this is a huge difference in the other ones that I've been purchasing. This is a 22 pages per minute, versus the ones we've been buying are more like 50 to 60
right.
pages per minute. But she does feel like that this will be efficient for her office.
Go ahead, Ed. Chuck, ask your question there. I think you're going to ask a question.
No, that was my question, was just the difference, because we were, the other ones we bought were $6,000 or $7,000 or $8,000.
Right.
Right, right.
So now,
we went a totally different model. We tried to go as economic as we could go, with still getting her what she needed.
Well, Carol, I assume, and I don't know, I'm not in her office, but I assume she doesn't need the 50 or 60 thing.
That's what she had mentioned to me, that it, that the 21 would be efficient, or 22 pages per minute would be efficient for her office.
That's the need that she has.
We have $39,000 in equipment purchases for the entire county that sits in the IT budget.
Right.
I mean, we technically probably have money to pay for it, because, you know, obviously we didn't budget one for her. And looking in her budget, it was cut 6.5%. Where is your 113 here?
Since she is the forgotten office and she's by herself, it seems reasonable request to me.
Well, I think it's reasonable. But the question is, where do we get it from?
Well, we have to take it out of that account. That's what we've been doing for years, just sitting that, for the most part.
Right.
We've told folks when we did the budgets that if something like this happened, we've got this account, and
well,
I don't know, but I assume that we've carried over a lot. I think it's a good plan. I think it worked well.
So you went through the bidding process?
I did not go out to bid because it's under $4,500. I just got three quotes.
Did you check the state contract to see?
I did. That's where we started, was okay. The state contract, but we actually beat the state contract.
Okay.
Only by about $200, but we still beat the state contract.
Good.
I'm fine with it.
Yeah.
I mean, it's going to come out. I can tell you what department it's going to come out, line item it's going to come out of. There's a couple things. The money is sitting in 135-30-001 is where the money's sitting.
Okay.
But Rick may want to put it in public administrator's budget because he likes to make sure that, because that's where it's going to end up. And that line item is 113-30-001. So I'm not sure what Rick's going to do, if he wants to go negative in that.
Okay.
Or a borrow from one and put it in the other. But anyway, that's the two line items that.
But 135, I'm puzzled.
IT, we put all the equipment
that's
purchases.
That's where that line is. Okay.
Yeah, we put all the equipment purchases in IT.
Gotcha.
Now,
I'll stop by and talk to Rick and ask him which
line. How he wants to put it.
And I'm sure you investigated all the possibilities, but what Jim was talking about is Helen's has hers that sits on top of a desk, and then the others that we have purchased are freestanding, which sit on the floor and are, you know, top fed. So I didn't know, is this one?
It's a freestanding. I guess my question is, when it broke, what was the specifications? Because the only reason I'm saying that, only reason is because Helen's a two-person office. You're a three-person office. So I don't know if you need something this big or not. I don't know. Would you at least check and see what Helen's is? Just
certainly.
To check.
Certainly.
But it may be the same output that yours
is. It may be the same thing. That was my only.
But
I think that they did have one like that. They just, did you have one at one point that was
when,
one that said
when I took office, there was a little one. And it's you know, which it doesn't run the capacity. You can't keep the, well, for one thing, paper tray. The paper tray. We make lots of copies. We have to fax stacks to nursing homes and also copy.
And that
so
will wear out a copier faster.
It would,
usages that's
just really.
I should get dark.
Well, we can always do. Yeah.
We've got that little freestanding as a backup.
High school bulletins we used to do.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, that's what we have to do right now.
You mentioned Helen a couple of times. Is hers, did we purchase it recently? I don't remember.
Last 2 years, she said.
It
is a fax copier scanner, but it's a desktop unit, but it's a small office. But
okay. I'll make a motion for approval on this one.
Yeah, I'll second it.
All in favor say aye.
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 Motion carried.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, ladies.
Thank you very much. Your honors.
Might give us a call once in a while so we don't forget you.
Just come over and visit now.
Yeah,
and
then. Come by and visit.
Why don't you come visit and just say hi without asking, can I have something?
Make some cookies and bring them over.
What?
Make some cookies. Make some fresh baked cookies.
My grandboy sold that cookie dough. We had to buy everyone.
Oh, my goodness.
So we could get that doggone limo ride. Actually, both of them.
I got a freezer full of that same cookie dough.
I know.
So my daughter had to get that limo ride. Because last year I bought my son a limo ride. I said, do you know it's cheaper for me to rent a limo than buy this cookie dough?
Yeah.
Oh, mine's separated by 1 year, thank goodness. But I mean, I have a freezer full of cookie dough.
Cookies,
you guys wouldn't eat them because you think I'd put something in them. I know you guys. No, I don't want to start that tradition because I won't buy it next year. And they'll learn to expect it. Bye.
Shall we go back home?
I hope so.
Crazy.
All right.
Yeah, absolutely crazy.
Good morning.
Morning.
We had these on the agenda Monday morning, and I had to, Tuesday actually.
Yep.
And I went to Shop Talk. I thought they were simple, but I think you guys asked for more information, so I brought Randy to bring a couple of easements and three easements and a dirt agreement, I believe.
My question, didn't we table these from a previous time?
Right.
Because I think you wanted more information.
Did you? That we don't have that information. Why?
I think Randy might.
Okay, that's the reason we didn't vote on it Tuesday, because I knew we had asked for information, but I don't know.
I didn't know what it was.
Nothing came back.
Why and cost and things like that.
Okay, yeah. Probably.
Makes sense.
Which you want to start with?
Whatever you want.
Okay, well, I'm going to start with the Coon Hill easement, and this Coon Hill is a road in Cedar Creek off of Moark. And this one is a turnaround at the end of Coon Hill Road. It's one that we need to turn around built. And I don't have the survey with me. I can bring you copies of them. This is basically a 40 by 50 turnaround off Kathleen Swihart's property at the end of the road. Our grader was having to back out the entire length of the road bill, get turned around, and it made it a big problem in snow removal and whatnot. So.
Okay. So it was a granted easement?
This is a granted easement.
Motion to approve.
Okay.
What do you call it? Coon Hill?
This is Coon Hill Road.
Second.
Turnaround easement for it.
And so this is a gravel road that we grade and...
It's actually a chip seal road, okay. And we just need to acquire a turnaround to make it easier for us to turn our equipment without using private drives.
Okay. All in favor say aye.
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 This next one is a hilltop road off of Sims Road, which is AA-20B. And this is a sharp corner that has a site problem with a school bus going up it and people coming around. And we're going to be able to widen the road right on that corner and actually clear more of a site angle on this one. And it's on hilltop road, and it involved one homeowner that there's no fence involved. We just have to clear some brush and cut a little bit of dirt off an embankment to make more of a clear site safety issue.
No cost other than construction of the site distance.
Just the construction of the site distance. The road's already chip sealed.
Motion for approval.
Second. Both of these are, the cost is
minimal.
Yeah. All in favor say aye.
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 This next one is Cotton Rock Road, which I've been working on for quite some time. And I've had these easements signed for probably a year or more on the middle section, what I call, of Cotton Rock Road. It was a section of road that only had a 30-foot easement, and we acquired enough right away to make it a 40 consistent. The reason I was holding on to these, I was still working on the entrance, which involved three property owners I talked to you gentlemen before about, but unable to acquire that yet. So I thought with safety issue of the middle section, we could possibly do this part of the road and wait on the entrance till a later date whenever we could acquire it.
Now that puts us kind of in a strange position, Randy, because if we do the middle and improve it, and then everybody that travels it says, "Why aren't you going to do something with the other part?" Are we going to end up in a condemnation procedure?
Well, the one thing I wanted to do was basically on the entrance, we do have 20 foot. I wanted to utilize every inch of that 20 foot we could to try to widen what we can. We can widen the surface and improve a little bit. The problem is drainage might be a issue. It's fairly flat right in that area, but yeah, we're not going to be able to improve it like we want to.
Is, and I don't remember, but isn't there an old trailer house there on the left?
There is a building, and, building there, and the problem with that section of the road, there's, I've had it surveyed, and three people own that one parcel of property. They all overlap. None of them are willing to give it, donate it. They all want to be paid for it. And these people donated it with just replacing fence rows.
So okay.
That was the issue there, too.
To the commission, understand that, and I am in favor of improvement of the road because it's been way too long. The fact that we're going to have a 20-foot entrance is unacceptable. It's hard for a bus to even turn in from a certain direction on a 20-foot entrance. This could bring us into a position of condemning or taking by eminent domain for safety reasons. And it's not very much, is it, Randy? It's just that entrance part is very short.
It's from KK to Pepper Tree, and we're talking probably 500 foot of road, 600 foot of road. I've never made a formal offer for it, and I was going to this year if I could get them to contact me back to make sure they were all willing to do a quit claim deed. Problem is, with budget cuts, we don't have anything there to make offers.
What about the difference in the road? Is Frank, was that you and I, or was that the former?
If I could back up,
superintendent.
Back up a little bit. This was the road where we got that letter on that didn't really have a return address and had made some strong accusations that we'd been put on notice for a long time. Several 90-degree corners that were blind and narrow. The UPS man had an issue with people's daughter had crashes. I mean, there was. I think you might remember the letter. So that was our biggest concern, but as Randy's right, as you enter this road, there's a tree line on one side, and it's very narrow. Typically, we acquire right away with the exchange of a fence line. Neither one of these three properties, first of all, there's a property dispute as to who owns that sliver of property. It's all like wedges or pizza pie. It's not really useful land for anyone. So at one time, Randy had figured out the cost per foot of fence, and we were going to equate that so that there would be some equality for what we get down the way, or we're going to do down the way. But now it's a property dispute, and they not one of the three parties needs a fence.
Yeah. What I'm saying to the commission is there's a possibility that we may have to settle the dispute with, and there's none of us that are in favor of eminent domain and going through the process, but we may have to settle the dispute by taking the property for a safety issue on the county. This road, I'll just wait till he gets through talking there so Jim could hear me.
Sorry. Yes, that's the one. Sorry, thank you.
This property, Jim, is, I've been on the road, I've been out there. We've received two real nasty letters. Okay. One from L.C. Combs and no return address, and the other one, I forget who the other one was from. But this road has a fence row, a property fence row on one side of the road. It's just right again the road, and you can see the other fence row is 40 foot or 60 foot off into the timber on the left-hand side. You go down the road a little ways, and it reverses. It's the your fence row is right on your one side, and the other fence row is way off over in the timber here. But in the middle of all this, you've got, I'm talking about hairpin corners.
Right.
I'm talking about you almost 90 degree, and then you go back 90 degree to go on. So before we take action on this, I just wanted the commission to understand that there is a possibility for safety reasons that this disputed property maybe have to be taken by eminent domain.
So this easement's to fix the hairpins?
Yes.
This easement will fix all in 90 degree corners. Mm-hmm.
But it doesn't fix the entrance.
It will not fix the entrance, no.
But the entrance, if I heard you guys talking, the entrance property is in almost dispute of who owns what. Is that correct?
Right. And
so that's going to take legal action, legal from Bob to figure that out anyway, probably. Right?
Right.
I mean, we got to fix that too, but we got to find out who owns it.
We're on notice, basically, on the other. There's no question if you drive it, it's dangerous. And
now,
so
I will tell you that the property owners are willing to, two of them are willing to give it on the one side of the road. They do not wish to give up anything on that left side as you go in where the tree line's right against the road. And they have their reason, but they're willing whatever they own on the other side to give it up. But they don't want to give it freely. They want to be compensated for it some way or form. Made that offer yet. We were still figuring out what would be a fair offer, and one guy was trying to get in contact because the surveyor had asked me to do a quitclaim deed on it rather than an easement. That way Taney County will take ownership of that parcel and there wouldn't be any future dispute on
and that. Did you have survey that?
Yes.
Midwest or something?
Yes.
Or?
Yes.
It's not Midwest now, but
there's no reason not to take this easement in, fix the hairpins, that fixes part of the problem, and then we just probably need to assign Bob to start working on the other ownership, correct?
That's what I want to make you totally aware of. I'm willing to do that, but I want to make sure that you know that we're going to, as soon as we fix the middle of it, we're going to be having phone calls for the entrance for sure.
But at least they see some action from the county taking, moving forward. I think that's probably worth something, right?
Right. What I'd like to see is a consistent 40-foot. There's some improvements even on the 40-foot easements that, or 40-foot part of the roadways that we're not acquiring right away that we can make improvements there, but we've got enough room to kind of do that, and some of the other people are willing to.
How many easements do you have on Cottonwood there?
I've got 5 easements currently, and that takes care of all that middle section where all the hairpin corners. And not only did we acquire additional 5 foot, but we acquired site triangles on all of them 90 degree corners. They were all willing to do that.
I'm going to make a motion for approval. I would like to have the names of the people that it would be interesting if the names that we get from the dispute over the property are the same names we got the letters from. So I'm going to make a motion for approval of the 5 easements that have already been taken care of.
Second.
What about cost? Do we want to ask what kind of cost this is going to be to make these improvements? Or?
Well, do you have estimates, Randy?
Not at the moment. I could probably bring you back with an estimated cost. We're going to have to be removing timber and then widening the surface plus replacing fence line. Resealing. So there's.
But by signing the easements doesn't mean we have to start working on it right away, correct?
No, we're going to have to schedule it whenever it's convenient.
Well, I guess
Jim, what we can do
is have you come back with an estimate.
Well, let me tell you what we can do on this and make it a lot simpler. Those trees in that road are, some of them are this big around along the edge of the road. And if we take those out and if we don't do anything but put 0 to 6 in the holes and make a base road around through there, that'll be a great safety improvement.
Just for line of sight.
Right.
To your point, Tim,
a dollar or something a foot.
I'm thinking when
is
you
what it would cost
when you take these five easements from these people. If I was them, I would expect that something's going to happen.
Right.
And I mean, we're in the middle of budget. Randy mentioned right up front in this conversation we don't have budget for the entrance. I think we ought to be talking about the cost and agreeing that this is the kind of cost we're looking at on this road.
What?
Just one, but we got a whole year full of what? Issues that, and if we don't start looking at cost on all of them, or do we not need to?
Well, we need to be wise about what would the, like Danny's saying, if we cleared it, I mean, what kind of cost are we talking for that? Just labor, right?
Labor.
Of guys that we've got there on payroll anyway.
Labor and equipment.
Labor and equipment.
When we looked at this several months ago, we had talked about, we converted the cost of what it cost us to build a fence. We figured what that was out countywide, what does it cost us to build a fence. And then at one time, Randy was going to come forward and ask for approval to offer the property owners equal amount of money versus building a fence because they didn't want one. But most our costs on this job would be the fence line, which is less than $2 a foot.
It's about $1, $1.25 a foot is what we figured out what it cost us to build
a fence.
And the other would just be removal of the timber, putting the fence back in. Then the road improvements, which this road is on our schedule for this year to do surface work anyway. So that's
06 base gravel and then a patching chip seal with the ultimate.
This is perfect weather. Whenever I say wintertime work, I guess would be the best way for the removal of the timber. I mean, it gives the boys progress to do something that, because there's, like I said, there's big timber.
Yeah. It's been
well, let's just do this then. I'm fine. What I would like to do, along with Chuck's point, let's go ahead and take the easements in, clear it, and just, and I mean.
It needs to set for most of those chip and seal roads and anything that we do. It needs to set for a year. I mean, we used to do that as a policy, but we kind of got away from it because we had people
pushing. Yeah.
But we used to take a road in and tell them it'd be a year before we would do anything with it because you're going to have a stump hole and this and that there that it takes time and it'll settle and we go back over it. That's the way I look at it anyway. So
I'm sorry I missed that. Is this a gravel road that's on schedule for its first chip and seal?
It's a chip and seal road that's on schedule to have reseal work done.
Okay.
And several off roads in that area that we're going to be working on. So it'd be great to get some of this done before it gets to that point in the year.
But you wouldn't wait a year like Danny was saying. You'd go ahead and do it this year?
Well, yeah, we're going to leave the existing surface. We're just going to widen it. And the problem with that would become you widen it, you're going to have loose gravel issues. You're going to have uneven. That would be the best thing if we're redoing the whole surface is to leave it gravel for a year and let it settle. You get a better return on reseal. But
I think the public in general will accept it more if they've got the site clearance and see that you put down a base and you know somebody asks a question about it, say yes, we're letting it settle and it's on the schedule, but it's going to be a year. We've come in and done those things,
but that wasn't your plan, but we can change that plan is what we're saying.
Right. A lot of times it's we do have roads that we've improved and some we're working on now that I think the intention would be better if we could leave them lay there a year.
Okay.
Leave them as gravel and maintain them, keep them safe, and then do them the next year.
We did that with Pine Top, and what that allows you to do is figure out that all of your drainage is either working or not. You find your soft spots and make sure that what you've done is what you thought you did, the right thing.
Okay. Anything else?
Yeah.
All in favor say aye.
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 Carried.
The other thing we have, we've got a fill dirt agreement, and this is in Hilltop Vista Road, which is in the Bear Creek area. And a gentleman by the name of Danny Voley at 796 Hilltop Vista Road, and it's a place where we can get rid of material that we no longer need in that Bear Creek area.
Motion to approve.
Second.
Aye.
Aye.
Going backwards to Cotton Rock, we talked about the entrance. We're just going to kind of leave that on the table for now.
I think so, yeah.
I think till we, I tell you, when we get out there and get to working, maybe somebody come forward. Whenever you see that, they're not getting anything done on that part of it. They may be somebody come forward and say, look, we want the improvement.
I have one gentleman that I've had a hard time getting him to return a call. The other two are basically willing if we can figure out if we've got the money to make an offer on it. If not, we'll have to do something else. But I need to try to get in contact with him. I'm having trouble getting him to return calls, and I don't know if he's with his work. He does a lot of traveling, so he may be out of pocket and just not return. So.
You didn't say the name.
Danny Boley. B-O-L-E-Y.
V as in boy.
V as in Victor.
Okay. B-O-L-E-Y?
Yes.
Okay, thank
you. Next. I just have something for the Road and Bridge guys. Just Frank, and then if you can send it down. With the recent developments of personnel changes and all that with Road and Bridge, and so much visibility to that department, I've had a lot more citizens calling me, telling me, giving me reports of Road and Bridge people during the day.
Jim,
I'm not going to bring up anybody's name.
I know you're not, but I would like to go into executive session to discuss some incidents I think that Frank would bring to us, and to discuss some of this stuff that you're talking about.
Well, we didn't post anything.
We didn't post it. We didn't know it was going to take place last night,
okay,
and it needs to be addressed.
Okay.
And I don't want to the big hoopla with listening in and somebody taking the wrong information and putting it out there. So
I'll change gears and do some other thing, and then we can do that. I don't believe it's proper for our Road and Bridge employees to tell citizens that we've run out of money and we have to stop your project halfway through and it's a mess, but I'm sorry, we're going to pull off because Road and Bridge budget is broke. Okay, I got multiple phone calls off of that one road that I think Chuck followed up with you on Tuesday, that citizens were told we're pulling off because Road and Bridge Department is broke. I would not believe that the crew chief or whoever is out there working would know that. Mm-hmm. And if they do know it, that's not their business to say that to the citizens, because all it does is gets them excited, and then we get the phone calls. So let's have them use some wisdom when they're talking to citizens, especially if you've got the road torn up. And then say, oops, it's a mess, and we have to stop. So I got two phone calls on that on Sunday just regarding that one incident.
Right.
So from a Friday conversation.
That was not direction that was given to...
Sure, I know. So anyway,
We're talking about Carlton Road.
We are.
And you say, because I had not heard that there was any direction to stop what we were doing there, and that's what you're saying.
There has not
been any direction. I just want to clarify that
Right. There
has been no direction.
Right.
Okay.
Thank you. Okay. I just want to point that out publicly, is that, you know, we don't want to be saying something that's obviously not true, but if they don't have the ability to make that comment, they shouldn't make the comment.
We'll need to post this to talk about it, but I guess I'd ask for a reminder on Carlton Road,
mm-hmm.
because we stopped at a intersection, and we've had a call from Carl Tinker, who's at down the end of that, and they wanted to get their part done too, so we need to address that at some time.
When will Carlton be done? I mean, it's real soft and gross right now, obviously, with all the thaws.
Such that
would be spending, make it worse out there right now with the equipment. And
okay.
So weather permitting.
A couple of weeks probably.
We had talked about doing minimal effort out there and then going in and out with our large trucks and the weather and doing the timber clearing. We actually created some of the problem ourselves by being out there. So we talked about minimal, and that now we'll actually have to put some gravel and base down in certain sections.
Okay, to your request, Danny, on the executive, I'm anxious to know what's going on myself. We can visit with Frank one-on-one. Should we put this off? Is there something, is there an emergency?
I need to make a police report to settle today.
Okay, well, you got to do that aside from...
Regardless, yeah.
From what we talk about or anything. Mm-hmm. Okay. So there's our information right there, I guess, in the police report, right?
Right.
It's delicate, and right now there's a lot of people. I'm a little bit gun shy about executives with Road and Bridge right now, just because there's a lot of people.
What do you mean? You'd be concerned if because we haven't got it posted?
Yeah.
Well, then I'm going to post it the first the week, Monday, after we have our other meeting, because...
We have to address some things.
We've got to address them, and those things need to be addressed now. And I hate the fact that we're waiting.
We can do it tomorrow,
Danny. Do it tomorrow if you want.
We can set it. We can post it at 11:30 or 1 o'clock or something tomorrow and not have the issue if you want to.
Why don't we?
Well, when we give Frank direction one on one, it gets back into the one on one business, and
I wouldn't think we were giving him direction. I just think we're going to find out what's happening.
Well, there's...
Do that.
Yeah, I know.
If there's action needs to be taken, then that's another deal.
Well, there's the...
Why don't we...
things that need to be discussed that the general public don't need to know about?
Well, I understand. I guess all I'm saying is I don't know all the details, and the question is if we need to do some immediate direction in the next 24 hours because of the incidents... Or if there was an incident, then we need to go ahead and do an emergency. If you don't need direction in 24 hours...
There's a perception that there was an incident. We're doing all the investigating that we can. I don't have proof either way. So I'm just following standard procedure.
Yeah, let's just post it, Danny, and be safe. And you come visit with each one of us. I'd rather just be... Right now, there's something that I could say off the record, too, that I could just say why we just got to be real tight with... Executive and executive session.
No, I'm fine with you guys are not going to go along with what I needed to have addressed. That's fine because we've discussed enough here that we have a possible situation that is minimal cost.
Right.
Which could have been a tremendous cost.
Right.
And we're going to have a 24-hour period that something else could take place in that matter of time that would be it. Gentlemen, we have equipment sitting all over the county. And that was my concern. And I've got... some recommendations to make.
Okay, let's just recess for 5 minutes. Let's go talk one-on-one with Frank real fast. Maybe if there's something I feel like there's pressing, but I'm a little gun-shy right now with executive and personnel with Road and Bridge.
And Jim, I'm not criticizing you for that, but here's the way I feel about it. I think that we hired a group of men to work in Road and Bridge, not a bunch of boys to pull foolish pranks that costs the citizens that have paid their salaries for years and to have incidents take place. And I think those incidents should be addressed for anybody that's out there that think they might pull something in the future.
Right.
I think it should be known, and I don't care to put it across the airways that whoever is caught with... I think we did this one time before when I was here. Anybody caught messing with county property, we're going to prosecute to the full extent of the law.
Well, Danny, what I'm hearing is there's a possibility, from what Frank said, we're not sure of who or any of those kind of things.
That's true.
So Frank's going to do a police report. It's public knowledge somewhere at some time. I totally agree with you. Nobody wants our county equipment messed with or damaged in any way. If you got suggestions of how to prevent it, that ought to be open. Just tell us what you got. I mean, we've talked about locking gas caps in the Shop Talk, I think, or someplace.
We have a representative coming from Springfield to look at our equipment too.
I don't want to put off protecting our equipment at all.
There's
no need to go in an executive to talk about how to do that.
Well, I know, but
I think the public ought to know that we're concerned about it, and they ought to know that.
Without naming
what
any,
you're assuming is happening, the public ought to know we've got some people that got laid off that you're assuming are out possibly damaging our equipment.
There's been threats made, and we could call some people in and have those people tell us what they have heard. And those are the kind of things that we need to take care of in executive so that we don't have a newspaper article out there that misquotes 100 different things, and we have to answer calls for things that we got enough to deal with the way it is.
Right.
We've already done a couple of police reports on what you just talked about. I mean, that's out there. And, you know, we vitaled the information. I've been told it's better to give them the written information, the media, so that they got it right if they decide to write about it, maybe. I don't know.
Well, it's kind of like trying to catch a fox in the hen house. If you're sitting out there with a stinking flashlight, you may not catch him. But if you're prepared to catch him, you might catch him.
I got you. I think I've got a possum in mind. We set a trap. Maybe we'll find it.
But I want to have an executive session posted Monday morning.
Okay.
And go through.
I just sent a note to Jillian. She's going to post it for 11.
And Frank, I'll get with you on the people that I'd like to have brought in without the other people that they work with knowing that they came in to provide the information. We're not going to deal with any rumors. We're not going to deal with anything. We're going to deal with statements made and accusations that they will testify to. So.
Do we want Jimmy Russell here?
I think Jimmy would be, it would be good that he attend the executive session.
Okay.
It is our responsibility to protect the county equipment, and I plan on doing that any way that we have to.
Okay. They're working on posting it right now, and we're going to invite Jimmy Russell.
Okay. What else, Road and Bridge?
That's all I got for those guys.
I would like a general question. For a long time, we had regular meetings once a week with Road and Bridge, and we haven't done that on a regular basis. I thought I was calendared on regular rotation, and my question is, would you like to go back to that? Are the Shop Talk minutes enough? And when we did meet, sometimes it was, you know, how much stuff are you going to talk about, Frank? 1 hour, 2 hours, 3 hours, and we try to get it down to 1 hour. And but pressing issues happen every day. We do our best to respond to them efficiently and effectively. I'm okay with not meeting for 2 or 3 weeks if you guys are comfortable with that, but I feel that we should have a some sort of continuing communication that everyone is in.
I'm fine with meeting once a week. I just, how things work for us is it's best to work in the morning because our day gets fuller and we keep on pushing things back and then you get eliminated. And quite honestly, the thought of spending 2 hours talking about road and bridge at one sitting doesn't thrill me a whole lot. So if we could keep it to a 1 hour meeting once a week, I think we could work that in. I mean, we have purchasing comes in at 11 o'clock every Monday. And if she doesn't have anything, she just cancels the meeting. Mm-hmm. But you know, if I'm fine with meeting once a week, but the challenge is for me, I'm just going to tell you the scheduling is right now while the session is in Jeff City, it looks like almost every Wednesday I'm gone for a while. Mm-hmm. So appearing and Monday gets fuller, but I'm fine with sitting something first thing after lunch on Monday, and we just have it. If it's one commissioner, actually if it's two commissioners or more, we just have it in. If we can't have all three, are you guys wanting to have regular meetings?
It's fine with me. The value lays within Frank's decision. You know, is this valuable enough? I need to get this talked about immediately. Is this valuable enough that we need to stop something immediately?
Right.
So that's I think that's totally left up to him. I'm willing to listen for an hour of things that are going on. We're on a maintenance mode, as I understand, is where we've put the public on notice. And so I think that little things that like this Carlton Road issue, which is pretty disgusting to me, that things like this is not the first time this has happened. Whenever I brought things to the commission before where we had, and this was before budget problems where we just ripped up a road and left it.
Right.
And there was nothing done about it. So the thing of it is I think that, I'd like to know who's making these statements and for what reason they think they have the authority to do so.
They probably don't have the authority. They're just making comments. But
as far as the road, I got to say, I talked to two of the folks that live out there, and yeah, there was a soft spot, wasn't real nice. Said, "We're happy you're going to take care of our road."
Well, and that's the other.
They didn't have a
that was the other attitude.
They didn't have a complaint. They were happy we were working on the road and the snow and everything. So I don't know what the issue was in their eyes. There wasn't a problem.
Well, they were just happy that there's two people I know that came to me too and said, you know, we're happy you're taking care of it.
Yeah.
Now, isn't that just great? Now, let me just tell you, gentlemen, isn't that just great that we've got the citizens that where we're working on the road that think things are fine, but we've got road and bridge employees that are out there telling them that we're pulling off of a road that we're working on because we're broke? Now, that is none of their... That's not their responsibility, and it's not their job duty to put that out to the general public. They're probably telling not the two people that's satisfied that knows there's a difference. They're telling everybody they see.
Right.
And I agree.
They still
but I'd like to throw in here, somebody's made a poor decision to do that, totally.
Right.
But we also got a lot of road and bridge people that speak to the public well and do a wonderful job. And, you know, the news is always the negative, but I've got to slam my fist down, so to speak, and say, I believe we've got a bunch of road and bridge people that do us a good job and don't say anything unless they're supposed to. And anyway, that's my axe to grind.
Another form of communication that I've worked with you and all of you in the past was that I keep a running list of issues that are at hand, and I might apprise you or let you know of what's going on and what's pressing, and I do that individually with you, and I basically say the same thing 3 times at different times throughout a week or two stretch, and then if there's something that requires a vote, then maybe we schedule a meeting a couple of days after that.
I like once a week. I would like us to get back on limit to an hour, and if we got more, we can reschedule another one. meetings we've had in the past, Frank does most of the listening. That's why he's so long, because we've all got comments.
Right.
So, but I think it's important for us to get together just like we do the others.
I will, normally Mondays is the day we just fill up full, and then Wednesday's our backup day. But I'll just tell you this, Monday is completely full. We don't have any time available. And Wednesday, I'm at Jeff City again with the legislators. So I'd have to check everyone's Tuesday schedule.
Tuesday or Thursday morning? Tuesday, we got sewer board. Well, but that's in the afternoon, so maybe Tuesday or Thursday.
It looks like we're going to be meeting anyway on, I mean, normally I would like to put such on a regular rotation on Monday, but for next week, I think we can work Tuesday in and just say, you know, I think we can safely say 9:30 on Tuesday. It looks like. I got to check everyone's calendar or have Jillian or Nikki do it, but we can set it, block an hour, because we're going to be here anyway at 9 o'clock. We've got some other stuff at 9 o'clock on Tuesday.
We have Shop Talk Tuesday at 10, but I can move that to another day of the week.
Well, no, we can just move you at 9. We can just do you an hour before, and then that way you have to be done too, so you can go over there. So
that's
fair.
Try something. Yeah.
All right. Let's. I'll send a note and to them and schedule you, and we'll try to get back to rotation. You'll be in the loop, and then we can go from there. If that's all right with you guys.
Sounds good.
Okay.
I'd also like to make a statement that I'm not afraid to be publicized over the air, that in the past few weeks there's been a lot of talk, a lot of interpretation of what the newspapers have said. Then we'll have a shop talk, and there's interpretation of what the supervisors think that we said, and there's been things where people, you would almost think that they sat in on an executive session. We all know who attends those. I know what I'm saying, and I don't know what you're saying, so there's so much talk that, and so what I'm advising employees to do is to not to listen to it, because a lot of it is rumors, a lot of it is speculation, and we talk about this.
The best thing they could do if they really want to know what happened is get the audio from either their home computer, at the shop computer, and listen to the audio and every quote that's in context of the previous statement, because I believe I got misquoted in the paper, which started the whole uproar on something else.
So there is a lot of talk out there. You probably are well aware of it. Yeah. I hear it all the time, and there's a lot of misinformation out there, and we may, as employees, or Road and Bridge employees, may be exaggerating or misinterpreting a lot of the things that are going on, and that gets passed on to another individual. And so I would just ask that people think about what they say and don't speculate so much, because a lot of what you hear is absolutely wrong or 180 degrees of what's really going on.
Good point.
Okay.
All right, I need to blast out of here pretty soon. Rock away at noon.
Yeah, I was only down there too, so. Can I leave in about 5 minutes, or don't just be, make sure we're on time?
Something like that, be safe. What else? Anything?
Administratively, I haven't looked at it for me, so we'll go ahead.
Just on the table, Frank got a call from the fellow out at Ozark Park Estates. And I think I brought the issue to the table that maybe Road and Bridge would help put a culvert in across this non-county road, and sewer department would help put it in. It was happened right after the Bee Creek sewer project.
Mm-hmm.
I think we talked to Bob about seeing if he could write up some agreement that would make that possible.
Mm-hmm.
That's still on the table, and we can talk to Bob about that Monday, I guess.
Yeah, I guess I don't have a time. I don't remember that one at all.
Off of 248 in front of Kirby Van Bursch. They did a lot of development. Branson did up on the uphill side. Water goes under 248. MoDOT increased their pipes, size, diameter, and pushing.
Oh, okay. You did. And that's
right. Yeah, you might run by there and look
that's
at it.
That's what I was going to do, is run by. Okay.
And one other issue similar to that.
The road is Darla.
Darla. I went out this morning before OCAC to Cannonball Loop. We got a nuisance out there.
Yep.
Jeff Kenyon had placed. And he's very unhappy with us not moving quick enough. I went out and got a look at the house that's being torn down. And, and it appears that they're moving. They're not moving as fast as the neighbor would want. But his concern is mold. And I don't, they've stripped the house out. And I don't, you know, I'm no person to speak. I don't see a mold problem.
Right.
But anyway, that's just FYI. Maybe get it on the agenda for Monday to send another letter or not send a letter or something.
Now, they're requesting to see the letter that we sent. No, I guess it'd be via email, but.
That's one reason my office is clean. I looked for that file Monday. I couldn't find it. Nikki's going to look through her computer to see if she can find it. But there's no question. I mean, we sent the letter. The property owner called us, said he's working on it.
I saw
the property owner today.
Okay, just administrative real fast. Is anybody planning to go to that senior tax levy
meeting? Yeah, I thought I would. 1:30?
Okay. 1 or 1:30. That was on there. Actually, I show up for 2 o'clock, Chuck.
Is that right?
Partners in Progress, I'm planning to go there. It's at 2:30. Of course, then we've got the Rockaway thing at 12. So that was just FYI.
Yeah, Partners. All right. Are you going to be at Partners?
I usually try to attend if one of you aren't going to be there.
You need to be there anyway because they're going to give an update on the
mountainside.
They're going to start cleaning the mountainside now.
Yeah.
Oh, quick recess. James is here.
Recess.
Yes.
That was close.
That was close.